Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
That song is actually longer than the amount of time Woj's worked this week. So that's something. Hi, everybody. We got to have a conversation, and it's not Myles Garrett or football yet. We will get to the NFL later because conspiracy has landed at the doorstep of Roger Goodell and Travis Kelce. We're going to have a conversation about it. We are on Bregman watch. Like I said, I'm not going to yell and scream about it. I'm indifferent. I'd be happy to have him. I like him. But it's not a pound-the-desk move. I thought the Flaherty thing was much more important. And we will get to, another gambling scandal in sports. But I want to start with this. Kenny has a big take on the Department of Education and the executive order later, so we're going to let Kenny go to work on that. No, that's not making the air. Okay, so we're going to start with post-football apocalypse. Because I'm at a weird place. Is the Red Wings won again. First of all, they don't lose in overtime. Basically, if you go to overtime, the other team should simply pack up and go have orange slices. They won again last night. They basically had 2 7-game win streaks with a 3-game losing streak in between. Mm-hmm. They've catapulted. They're in the playoffs. Here's the problem. Nobody cares. Pistons are playing really good basketball. I mean, they're not even in the play-in. They're at the sixth spot.
Mm-hmm.
NBA trade deadline is tomorrow. Everybody should be bricked up.
And what they got, Cleveland tonight on short day?
Yeah. Nobody cares. And We're a week from spring training, and the Tigers, I think, had a pretty effective offseason, and no one in the division did anything. We're on Bregman watch, but if I've brought Tigers up, wait for it. Nobody cares. So here's my question. Because there is a question in all this. This isn't slander in any way, shape, or form of any of these teams who are all doing their jobs. Who are you going to fall in love with? Lions fan, I want you to understand something. She's having somebody else's baby. She's not coming home. She's gone. The Lions are gone. They're in someone else's bed. And they ain't coming back till next year. So maybe it's too soon for you to love again. Maybe you're watching Lions highlights still. But we have three teams, two of which currently reside in playoff spots, one of which will start the season with an expectation of making the playoffs. And nobody cares. Now, I'm fascinated in that conversation because, Rico, I do think there is a... I think it's the NFL's fault. Let me be candid. And I do think the 82-game, or in the case of baseball, 162-game schedule, no one cares. Attention spans aren't long enough. I think for all intents and purposes, fans can only be totally monogamous in their love for their teams. They love the Detroit Football Lions. Mm-hmm. Here's your problem with the other three teams. None of them are serious championship contenders. They all play an endless amount of games. And at the end of a Lions season... they're heartbroken.
They're like you. You went to bed in your little PJs last night all heartbroken about State losing to UCLA.
I really didn't, but sure.
Will you just let me live in that world where you went to bed in little PJs and you were all bummed out? I just have that win?
Why do you want that as a win?
Because you stayed up till 12:30 to watch a team shoot 5 for 23 from deep. I don't know. It's just the place.
It's what I want to do.
I know. It's just, it made me sad. I wanted to see you win. Listen.
I don't get paid off of that.
Look, I had UCLA -2.5, okay?
I thought about that. That's, I laughed instead.
So there we go.
I was just like, oh, wow, Vegas knows again.
They do.
It's rigged.
But I want to ask the question. I mean, are you capable of loving any of your other teams? If so, when? If so, who? Because the NFL doesn't stop. We did Myles Garrett shows. That's not even a real thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just think this over. Not a real thing. Like, Myles Garrett didn't come out to a press conference like Bianca Censori with lions painted on his ass.
Yeah.
That's a real story. This isn't real. Full phone lines. We could say the words Myles Garrett. The lines are full again.
Yeah.
Not that we're doing that. But when you talk about a real thing, like the Pistons with this seismic, paradigm-shifting turnaround, the Red Wings firing Lalonde and essentially never losing again. Tigers. I did this the other day. Scott Harris, his best move ever. Here's why. I'm excited. I think you're winning the Central. Ready?
No, we had calls.
but I've come to a point where I think the only sport people truly love is the NFL. Every other sport is their gumad.
Because the NFL...
Side chick.
The NFL did a great job at marketing the NFL. The NFL turned it... You know who was close?
Tell me.
Was the NBA. The NBA... It was a soap opera. It wasn't just the games. It was like wrestling. It was the stuff that happened outside of the games. It was the off season. It was the trades. It was all the people who were going to get together. And then all of a sudden, load management came in like a computer virus and just killed it. Because the NBA was just like, okay, it was a male soap opera. The NFL said, you know what? What if we monetize and market the combine? What if we take the draft and let's split this thing up? Why are we just saving it for Saturday?
That's right. You can do months of shows on things that aren't real. What's a mock draft? Is a mock draft real?
No.
Are they accurate?
No.
Are they well researched?
No.
You know what? Doug and Scott do 6 months of them.
Right.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When the Lions were bad, absolutely. People wanted to hear who you could possibly get. Schedule release. Let's turn that into an event. They've mastered the art of turning. Who's going to be performing at the Super Bowl is an event. The NBA was close to having it, and then they lost control with load management, and the players stopped caring. And once the players stopped caring, fans stopped caring. Baseball, the games are just long. Baseball is trying. I'll give them. They're trying to bring it back. When they eliminated the shift and they eliminated all of that stuff, It started looking like baseball again, because I didn't understand, like, what am I looking at? There's eight people standing on third base.
I don't even care. I'm not even going to fight you on it.
I think what you're saying is truth, and people don't have more time to watch sports. Yeah. They have less. So the more you're dedicating to the NFL, the less you have for everything else. And now, again, the Lions are in someone else's bed. It's over. They're gone. And you do have these stories. And, nobody cares.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see what people are going to do, because maybe you do simply pay attention to Lions free agency versus a Tuesday night Red Wing game. Maybe you do pay attention to the draft. Or at the words, Myles Garrett, you're irrationally bricked up and you care about that versus Pistons Cavs. And the Tigers, Rico has always beat me up over this. They're just a social thing. People don't love them. Okay, well, I really want to know, like, are you capable of loving your other teams? Or has this simply gotten to obsession? You're Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction with the Lions, and everything else is nothing more than passing the time. Because the NFL owns everything. Everything. David, go ahead. Now, are you making an announcement with that shirt today?
No, not making an announcement with that shirt, but I am making an announcement that I am all
in. Does that say most fertile dad ever?
No, no, it does not. And Kenny will understand what I'm saying when I say this.
Yeah.
I am all in on the Wings, but I'm not watching them. And Kenny understands why.
February?
I feel like...
Are you watching Remember the Titans?
No, I feel like I'm a jinx, but I'm all in. I pay attention to everything. I'm reading everything about the Wings. I just don't watch them because I feel like I'm going to jinx them. But I'm all in on the Red Wings. The Pistons, I was already in, even when they were losing.
Yeah, but Kenny's screening calls. Don't tell him. No. I've been watching them. Shh, don't tell him. He told me I'm not allowed either.
The point is, guys, in this room, we are not the norm.
Right.
The average Detroiter who enjoys the show, they like to get a laugh, they're passionate about football. What I'm advocating is this. It's like a monthly budget for a family. There is no more. There's only altering where things go.
Mm-hmm.
The sports budget for Detroiters, to me, has been turned to about 90% Lions. There just isn't space for these other teams until or unless they are true championship contenders.
You know what, Michael? You've earned this one.
Thanks, Dan.
You are correct.
No,
because here's what we saw. When all of a sudden pitching chaos and the voodoo and all of that started working for the Tigers, park was packed. People were into this. Downtown was the place to be for those Tigers games. For that short period of time, you're correct. And then after that, the Lions came along and everything shifted back. So, yeah, if you feel like there's a championship there, I think then that's when you'll see people more dialed in. But unfortunately, I think you'll probably have more people looking at the advanced RAS scores.
Correct.
Coming up for the
combine.
Because
where we are as human beings now, not 2010, certainly not 2000. Now, right? If you're not competing for a championship, why bother? The only sport you'll bother with is the NFL, because in the time span I've just described, and as Rico so eloquently stated, the NFL has turned itself into, for all intents and purposes, a 365-day-a-year league where the off-season trumps the regular season of other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Think that over. Let's talk about it.
Let's see. Think about this, Mike. You'll probably get more on the whole conspiracy theory and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and all of that.
100%.
Why? Because it's football, and maybe it's true, and I don't know.
Things and
right.
stuff. And the reality is, the Pistons and Wings, as great as the turnarounds are, they're cannon fodder. They're not going anywhere in the playoffs.
And that's not their fault. That's not slanderous. But it's, what am I investing for? Meanwhile, your football team here is going for it all. And I don't think people have the time they used to. So what do you say? Can you fall in love with one of these teams? By the way, I'm pretty sure Kevin Durant's getting traded tonight. So I'm intrigued in that. But guess what? Nobody cares. So we'll just keep it moving.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.